when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Do you have any of these supplements currently in your house? If you do, you need to be very careful with using them on a daily basis. What I'm going to do is outline three key supplements that men need to be avoiding if they care about their health. So number one, we have calcium supplementation. Calcium supplements are a somewhat controversial argument whether or not they're actually beneficial for our bone health. But in all honesty, I see no evidence that suggests that calcium supplementation can specifically benefit bone health. And in fact, they may even deposit calcium into your blood vessels, leading to cardiovascular disease. So instead, what I recommend is getting bioavailable calcium from fish bones like sardines, consuming dark leafy greens, anchovies, and even raw dairy. So if we have a look at this particular clinical study, the study was titled Calcium Supplements and Risk of Cardiovascular Disease, a Meta-Analysis of Clinical Trials. Now we can see this study here looked at over 28,000 participants, and what they concluded was that the current meta-analysis found that calcium supplements increased a risk of cardiovascular disease by about 15% in healthy postmenopausal women. So really critical to understand, if you do ever use a calcium supplement, it is absolutely essential that we're using calcium alongside vitamin K2. Now, vitamin K2 is the active form of vitamin K, and so supplementing with vitamin K2 is essential for proper calcium utilization within the body. It is also important to balance that out with magnesium supplementation. So taking calcium without vitamin K2 or magnesium could potentially be doing more harm than good. And so calcium supplements may also increase the incidence of constipation, severe diarrhea, and even abdominal pain. So one thing that I always learned in naturopathy school was that magnesium is generally a stool softener and calcium is generally a stool hardener. And that is because calcium actually slows down intestinal peristalsis, whereas magnesium actually increases water content in the stool. The next supplement that men need to be avoiding is sorrel palmetto. Now, sorrel palmetto is a herbal prostate-supporting herb. And without a doubt, you know, sorrel palmetto does have some benefits in terms of reducing the incidence of benign prostatic hypertrophy or any sort of prostate issues, because sorrel palmetto actually has DHT blocking properties within the prostate gland. But the big drawback is that sorrel palmetto can actually decrease systemic DHT levels. And this is a massive issue because if we're decreasing systemic DHT levels or dihydrotestosterone, this can lead to all sorts of neurological side effects, such as low mood, low libido, and even anxiety in some men. So we need to consider sorrel palmetto as simply like a herbal finasteride. I know that's a very big statement, but sorrel palmetto does appear to have some of the negative effects that we see a lot of men who take finasterides suffering with. So really important to consider here that sorrel palmetto may indeed mimic some of the side effects or some of the effects that we see from men who use finasteride. And so finasteride use and, you know, continuous usage of this particular drug can lead to debilitating side effects in some men. And we can see here this study was titled Post-Finasteride Syndrome, an Emerging Clinical Problem. So there's quite a lot of research now being done on how important DHT is. And what I really want to outline here is that sorrel palmetto may actually cause shrinkage in the penile tissues. So we can see this study here was titled Topical Dihydrotestosterone to Treat Micropenis Secondary to Partial Androgen Insensitivity Syndrome Before, During, and After Puberty, a Case Series. And so interesting to note that, you know, they're literally using DHT or dihydrotestosterone to treat a micropenis in these pubertal boys. So this is really important to understand the absolute importance of DHT. This next study was titled Evaluation of Resetin on Serum Hormone Levels in Sedentary Males. And so this formulation was a combination of a lipid extract from the sorrel palmetto berry. And what they noted was that it resulted in a 38% increase in serum testosterone levels, but it significantly reduced baseline serum DHT and estradiol levels. And so that could be one of the ways in which sorrel palmetto may actually result in a smaller penis. And a number of men who have used sorrel palmetto actually report that it can, you know, atrophy the penile tissue and even weaken erections. So sorrel palmetto for men under the age of 65, in my opinion, is actually not beneficial at all. The next supplement is resveratrol. Now, resveratrol is that amazing flavonoid that is found within red wine. And resveratrol is indeed a very popular supplement and has been proven to cause more harm than good, as it does not activate the proposed mechanism for offering benefits and does not extend lifespan. Now, resveratrol supplements may actually hinder exercise benefits, lower testosterone levels, and have no clear benefits with potential harms. So I want to outline this particular study that not many people are aware of. This study here was titled Resveratrol Stimulates Cortisol Biosynthesis by Activating SIRT-Dependent Deacetylation of P450S Side Chain Cleavage. So now, interestingly, this study here is basically suggesting that resveratrol may actually increase cortisol biosynthesis in the body. And in addition to that, I really want to outlined this next study, which was titled Resveratrol Blunts the Positive Effects of Exercise Training on Cardiovascular Health in Aged Men. And the researchers concluded that based on the deltas computed, that the resveratrol group had a 45% lower increase in maximal oxygen uptake than the placebo group. Now, the absolute magnitude of the difference, however, in VO2 max was 1.8 mils per kilogram. And so furthermore, the percentage changes revealed a raw score improvement of 17.2% for the placebo group compared to 12.8% for the resveratrol group. Indeed, a difference of 4.4% is less media grabbing than a difference of 45%. If you're an elite athlete and you're not looking to blunt any of the effects of your hard training and you want to maximize the effects of exercise training on your VO2 max or your aerobic fitness, then maybe taking resveratrol around your training or post-workout is not a good idea. So you might want to be avoiding resveratrol supplements. So these are the three key supplements that I think most men should be avoiding: calcium, saw palmetto, and also resveratrol. Most of these supplements don't really offer many benefits, whereas we see many other supplements that offer a huge plethora of benefits for a number of men.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.